two shiurim I'll devote to the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar. I wanted to begin with a topic somewhat familiar to those of you who have been in the shiur in previous years, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that discusses Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. It's an important starting point to understand the mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar in the broadest sense. The Mishnah tells us when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, that B'Mikdash Hayutokin Avalo B'Medina, and Beis HaMikdash, they used to sound the shofar even at that time. Outside of Makam HaMikdash, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Chol, of course, but they were not tokei b'shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The Gemara suggests that perhaps this distinction be rooted in the pasuk, and this in fact is a din daraisa. The Gemara tells us if you look in Vayikra Chav Gimel and Parshas Emor, there Rosh Hashanah is characterized as being a time of Zichron Shuah. In Parshas Pinchas and Perachot Tes, the Torah used the term of Yom Teruah. So how is it possible to distinguish between Yom Teruah as opposed to Zichron Teruah? So the Gemara says perhaps it's referring to the different day of the week on which Rosh Hashanah occurs. If Rosh Hashanah is on Chol, then it is considered to be Yom Teruah. Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, then Zichron Teruah. Rav immediately asked the following question, that if that in fact is true, so therefore, hechi takina b'mikdash, how is it possible to be tokeh b'shofar in mikdash? If it's a din daraisa, how then can you possibly distinguish? And that's what the Gemara concludes, that no, this is a gzeirid rabbanon, that shema yitlenu b'yado, v'yavirenu dal amos b'shus harabim. The fact that we're not tokeh b'shofar, or the fact that we're not notil dalad minim when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos is a gzeirid rabbanon because of Shema Yavrena dal amos Yerushus HaRabbi. It's interesting if you look in the Yerushalmi has a similar chiddush based on the pasuk of Yom Shrua Zichron Shrua. The Yerushalmi is found in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, and it would appear from the Yerushalmi that yes, this is a din daraisa. Sukkim of Yom Shrua and Zichron Shrua, not because of the Gzeirah Darabba, the concern of Shema Yavirenu Dal Amos Bershus HaRabim. But Pashup Sham, the Gemara is Midaraisa, certainly were obligated to be Tokeh B'Shofar, irrespective of when Rosh Hashanah falls. The reason we don't do so on Shabbos is only a din Darabbanon. If you look, however, in Shibole Haleket, the Shibole Haleket writes in Simon Reish Sadi Dalit, that know that Eino Chinami, that what the Gemara suggests of Shema Yavren Daramos B'Shus HaRabim should be understood as Taimed Dekra, a very, very great Kiddush. That Eino Chinami Midaraisa, the fact is that we're not Tokeh B'Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, but why is it that we distinguish Mikar Hadin as a Din Daraisa, Shibo Aleket writes, between Mikdash as opposed to Gvulin? The answer is the time of the crow is because of Shema Yelech El Tzachachom and Shema Yavir Adaramas B'Shus HaRabim. A very great Kiddush, right? That Pashup Shat in the Gemara that we always assume. Midaraisa everywhere and Midrabanan only as a Gzeira. The Shibole Haleket perhaps writes that the Gemara never retracted its original position. After all, how else do you account for the Psukim of Yom Shu and Zichron Shu? But rather that Midaraisa, the concern of the Torah, is considered to be Shema Yavirenu. Rav Yosef Engel, for example, in Gilyonei Hashas, and that sugi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, quotes this Chiddush, it's found in Shibole Haleket, it's found in the Tanya Rabasi, and he suggests that this is a further example of a concept of a Siog Daraisa, that sometimes the Torah forbids a certain practice because it can lead to an Avera Chamura. This is what Yosef Engel discusses in the Lekach Tov in Simen Ches, the concept of Siog Daraisa. And one example he gives in Gilyonei Hashas is this understanding of the Gzeira Darabba according to the Tanya Rabasi and the Shibole Haleket. Poshup Shat again, we assume that is not the case at all halacha, that Midaraisa person is obligated to be Tokeh B'Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The reason we don't do so simply is because of a Gzeira Drabanan, because of Shema Yavir Daramos B'Shus HaRabim. In fact, that gives rise to a fascinating machlokas Rishonim in the following issue. Right? This is explicit in Achrona, but as we'll see, right, it can be rooted in a machlokas Rishonim as well. Let's assume, for example, a person is indeed Tokeh B'Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, even though the Gemara said that one should not do so. But nonetheless, a person is Tokeh B'Shofar. Shouldn't one in fact assume that there is a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa? After all, mikra hadin d'oraisa, one is obligated to do so, except he violated the gzeirat rabbanon of shemayah v'nadal rosh b'shus harabim. Or should we argue that's not true? Once, in fact, there is a gzeirat rabbanon, in such an instance, there is no longer a kiyum d'oraisa in tzkiya shofar. On what basis should you assume that possibility that the chamim, when they forbid, they uproot the mitzvah d'oraisa? Tosus writes this chiddush in Sukkah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in a different context. The Gemara tells us the following: to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa v'yeshiva sukkah, it's necessary to sit in sukkah in such a way that it is rosho v'rubo b'sukkah, that you have to sit in the sukkah. What about shulchano? So midaraisa, the shulchano can be b'soch habayis. As long as you are in the sukkah, that's sufficient. So you will build your sukkah adjacent to the house, adjacent to the garage, shulchan b'soch habayis, but you will be in the sukkah. The Gemara says, however, midrabanan, one should not do so. We're afraid that shemi yimashech achar shulchano, that if that's going to be the configuration, so you know what's going to happen? It'll end up that you are going to be eating indoors, not in the sukkah, and therefore midrabanan, one is not allowed to structure the sukkah in that fashion. But Tosus is bothered, because the Lashon HaGemara, Tosus writes in Sukkah Daf Gimel, is the following, that im kain, if a person will go ahead and do so, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyam echa, the mitzvah of sukkah will never be fulfilled. If this was your practice of sitting in such a sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyam echa. So what exactly does that mean? You're not yotzei. Midaraisa, of course, it's a sukkah kshera. Midaraisa is considered to be a proper yeshiva sukkah. So therefore, why does the Gemara comment, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyam echa? If you look, for example, in the Ran, in that sugi in Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches, where that phrase is found, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, the Ran writes the following, that even though at times the Gemara will use such potent language, it doesn't mean you're not yotzei at all. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means you are not entirely yotzei. You weren't fully yotzei. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'shnei musa. But certainly one fulfills the mitzvah of sukkah midaraisa. After all, rosho v'rubo shusukkah is all in fact that is required. That Ran gives another raya to indicate that this is true. An interesting chiddush, not for now, but he says it's regarding the member that you know, the Mishnah of Rabban Gamliel. Kol shlomo shlosha dvarim pesach lo yotzi yedei chavasa. If a person doesn't mention pesach, matzah, maror, he's not yotzei. One issue the Rishon discusses is not yotzei what? Which chiyuv? The Rambam writes in the midst of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's the Ran's other example. That even though the Mishnah says lo yotzi yedei chavasa, it doesn't mean that you're not yotzei at all. Right? It means that you are not fully yotzei. The mitzvah b'shnei musa requires that one elaborate on the significance of Pesach, Matzah, Morar, but it is not li'ikuvo, and hu adinami lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means in its embellished form. You violated this halacha, drabana, and therefore you didn't entirely fulfill the mitzvah. So, machlokis between Tosus and the Ran, for example, Rosh of Ruba v'sukkah, where a person fulfills the mitzvah d'araisa, but he's violating the iser drabanan, do we argue that that is considered to be a key mitzvah d'araisa, or do we assume that that, in fact, is not the case? Rabbi Kiveger discusses this in Drish v'chiddush in Marach Ches. Rabbi Kiveger writes the following chiddush, that if a person is tokeh b'shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shekalios b'Shabbos, he's mekayim the mitzvah d'araisa tkeh shofar. He violated a gzeirat rabbanon of shema yavi renel daramas b'shus harabim, and if he were to ask whether you should or not, obviously the answer would be that you should not have blown, but nonetheless the kiyum mitzvah d'araisa remains fulfilled. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Kiveger writes. And in fact there is a minchas ninuch, perhaps this application is even a greater one. This is found in mitzvah lamed aleph, in the very beginning of Shabbos. Mitzvah Lamed Aleph is where the Minchas Chinuch discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush. There the Minchas Chinuch discusses the following Kiddush. Right? There are many dayas in Rishonim, what is necessary midaraisa when it comes to Kiddush. Rov Rishonim assume, this is what we assume halach in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that midaraisa Kiddush bidvarim is all that's necessary. Kiddush bidvarim. That's what the Rambam writes explicitly in Perichav Tesef of Shabbos. That's what the Sefer Chinuch writes, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Midrabanan, much more is necessary. Right? Kiddush al Hayayin is Drabanan, Zochreil Hayayin, Midaraisa, Kiddush Bidvarim. So the Menachas Chinuch raises the issue in the name of the Prima Godim, right? The following issue. What exactly does that mean? Midaraisa, all that was necessary was Dvarim. But the Chachamim instituted Kiddush al Hayayin. Is it in fact true that post the Takanas Chachamim of Kiddush al Hayayin, one will fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush just with Dvarim and Dvarim alone? For example, can one argue that by davening Maariv, that one will fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush midaraisa because that's all the Torah requires? Good, that's all the Torah required. But the Chachamim insisted now on Zochrei l'Hayayin. Could one argue that once the Chachamim frame and restructure or embellish the mitzvah, so therefore there is no longer the fulfillment daraisa of the mitzvah? After all, look, the Torah powers the Chachamim, the Torah grants the Chachamim the koach ha-takana, koach ha-gzera, in which case maybe one could go as far as to argue that now Kiddush al hadvarim is the mitzvah of Kiddush, and one doesn't fulfill Kiddush even midaraisa. Bitvarm and Dvarm alone, right? It's a very great Kiddush. The No Devita, for example, there in Reishai and Aleph, right? And Dogma Mavava discusses, right, the known possibility. A man davens Maariv, he comes home from Shul, his wife didn't daven Maariv, she is obligated in Kiddush Midaraisa, he now is only obligated in Kiddush Drabanan because he was Yotzei with Tvila, but Kiddush Bidvarim. Is it possible for the husband to be motzi the wife in Kiddush? That's the No Devita is Kashan, Dogma Mavava, Reishai and Aleph. Rabbi Kivager addresses this there in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Is that premise true? That once the Chachamim have established Kiddush Al Hayayin as Mitzvah Derabanan, that one will be Yotzei the Daraisa independent of the Mitzvah Derabanan. The reason I mentioned that that Menachas Chinuch and Prima Godim is a very great Kiddush, it's very easy to distinguish between the case in Sukkah, for example, and Daf Gimel, Tosas is Kiddush, as opposed to the Chakira of the Prima Godim, the Chiddush that in fact the Menachas Chinuch suggests as well, that no, the Chachamim very often will play very different roles when they institute their Dinim Drabanan. Sometimes all the Chachamim are doing is embellishing. They're adding to the Mitzvah Daraisa. And that's a classic example, for example, Kiddush. No? Kiddush bitvarim, but in order to lend chashivos to Kiddush. No, the Chacham instituted Kiddush al Hayayin, or this is what the Rashbam writes in Pesachim, and Daf Kufim and Aleph, Kiddush b'makom suda. Why is Kiddush b'makom suda necessary? One day in the Rashbam is that, look, really midaraisa you could be yotzei Kiddush without suda, but the Chacham wanted to enhance Kiddush. So therefore, al Hayayin, Kiddush should be linked to a suda. Kiddush b'makom suda. Sometimes all the Chachamim do is simply a tosefes. It's just an enhancement. It's an incredible chiddush to assume that when it comes to any tosefes chiyuv, that would be liguva. Even if the Chachamim had such authority to uproot the din daraisa, mehechateisin, when the Chachamim said that you should embellish the kiddush, zochrel hayayin, or v'karas l'shabbos onei, kiddush makom suda, that their intent, even if they had such a koach, was to uproot any kiyum daraisa whatsoever. Tosus's case is in the following, not where the Chachamim create a takana, but rather purely in the area of gzeros, where the Chachamim posit an iser, where the Chachamim declare that one is not allowed to do so in such fashion. Then one could argue that the Chachamim perhaps, in their koach ha-takana, their koach ha-gzera, who want to forbid a given practice, not just simply are embellishing, but rather are redefining or uprooting, even on a level of daraisa. Rabbi Yonah writes this chiddush in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos as well. You all know the first Mishnah, that mi daraisa person is not to recite Kriya Shema kol halayla. Necham ser chatzos, laharchik es ha'odah min ha-vei. Rabbi Yonah is very bothered. What is exactly is the shir of chatzos? L'chadchila, b'di'eved, what is that shir? You mean to say that l'chadchila, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema a few minutes before chatzos? Is that true? Rabbi Yonah says, of course not. The Gemara says you're obligated to read Kriya Shema b'tchila salayla. The language of the Gemara is very strong. The Gemara writes in the beginning of Brachos, if a person says, I'll come home at night, and echel kima, isham kima, let me eat a little bit, let me sleep a little bit, I'll take a nap, and I'll read Kriya Shema much later in the night. The Gemara says, kola ovro debre chachamim chayimisa. You're not allowed to do that. You have to read Kriya Shema betchilas halayla. You're not allowed to postpone the performance of the mitzvah for hours. Do so immediately. So Rabbi Yonah is very bothered. So what is the shir of chatzos? L'chadchi, you can't wait until before chatzos. L'chadchi, you must learn Kriya Shema betchilas halayla. What is the shir of chatzos? Rabbi Yonah writes, it must be then B'di'eved, a very great Kiddush, B'di'eved. This is just again, Midrabanon, Laharchik Yesada Min Havera. In such a case, Rabbi Yonah assumes in that instance as well, that yes, Chazal do not want a person to wait to read Kriya Shema 3 in the morning, and therefore they insisted that the Zman will be earlier, B'di'eved, not just simply L'chadchila. But perhaps this is only in cases where the Chachamim were afraid of a shemiyavo, gzeira, but not when it comes to any form of takana. Even if you assume that when it comes to yeshiva sukkahs, Tosa says, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah b'mecha means even midaraisa. But that doesn't mean that that's necessarily true when it comes to a case, for example, of kiddush al hayayin. That's a much greater kiddush. Poshav shat only applies to gzeiros, and maybe even a step further. After all, it all depends on how the Chachamim formulated the gzeira. Just because the Chachamim have such a koach doesn't mean that they utilize that koach in each and every case. Maybe one could argue that case by case you have to look for an indicator that that is how the Chachamim formulated the gzeira. So that's what Tosa says. What's Tosa's indicator? The Lashon HaGemara, Lo Kiyamta Mitzasukka Miyamecha. But in other places where the Gemara does not say that, we wouldn't assume that midrabanan somehow the Chachamim were oker umafkia the mitzvah daraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Kiveger points out, let's say when it comes to tzkiyah shofar, good, the Chachamim said we have a concern. Shema yavireno dalamos b'shus harabim. But is there any indication the Chachamim meant, therefore we will uproot, or therefore world will redefine? It's similar to sukkah, distinct from the case of kiddush, that it is a gzeira. It's not a takana, it's a gzeira. There is a fear of shemiyavo, but one still certainly could be mechalek. When it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, the chachamim are defining the maisa mitzvah, the ofen hayeshiva. Don't sit this way, sit that way. That's different when it comes to, right, even the gzeira of shemiyavo danos b'shus harabim. The chachamim are not redefining the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. The chachamim are not altering in any shape or form the gufa shel mitzvah. The chachamim simply are addressing in terms of gavra, is it appropriate to sound the shofar at this time? Because you may end up caring. One could certainly argue, as Rabbi Kiveger writes, that this is true even according to Tosus. No, Tosus did not mean to assume that this is a halacha b'chol ha-Torah kula, that whenever the Chacham instituted din d'rabbanan, that means that it's significant even on a level of daraisa as well. If you look, for example, in Avnei Nezer, it's found in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Avnei Nezer writes as well, like Rabbi Kiveger, that there is in fact a kiyum mitzvah daraisa for one who is tokeh of the shofar even on Rosh Hashanah, shechalios b'shabbos. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in Tavkuf Peches, the Chachma Shlomo on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch suggests a couple of interesting nafkaminas. One perhaps could disagree with these nafkaminas, but this is what he suggests. Nafkamina number one is the following. Let's assume, for example, Avar Ushafach. Chachma Shlomo writes a very great kiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person erred, or a person b'di'eved, already blew a few of the kolos, but he didn't blow sufficient kolos to fulfill any mitzvah daraisa of tkiyah shofar. Avar shachaf v'toka aleph obeis. He blew a tkiyah. By blowing a tkiyah, he already violated the shema yavra danos b'shus harabim. The gzeira is already done. The gzeira already violated. Is there any reason to instruct that individual, look, you shouldn't have done so? You made a mistake. The gzeira you already violated. But at least salvage a kiyum mitzvah. At least maybe blow one more kol, and that will allow you to be mekayim a mitzvah. If you were to ask at the outset, should you do, I would tell you, don't blow anything at all. The person already blew a tkiah, he already blew a shvarim, he already blew a tkiah, right? Should I tell a person to go ahead and finish? One could argue, absolutely not. Every kol, every tkiah is going to be the violation of the gzeirah d'rabbanan. The Chachma Shlomo suggests there's a possibility that if there's no kiyum d'araisa, of course not, but if there is a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'araisa, and one has already blown and violated the gzeirah, maybe one could argue that there's some merit to at least being able to salvage a kiyum mitzvah. Okay, but a great chiddush. The second afkim of Chachma Shlomo writes is the following. The person was tokei Rosh Hashachalios b'Shabbos. And let's assume that he recited the brachos as well. What does he do tomorrow? Would he repeat the brachos? Would he not repeat the brachos? Look, the birchas hamitzvah will repeat. What about the brach of shechianu? Would he repeat a brach of shechianu? What happens in the following case? Sukkah shechalios b'shabbos. So the first time that you take the Davar Minim is on the second day of Sukkot, and then you make the Bracha of Shechianu. He went ahead and took the Davar Minim on the first day of Sukkot, on Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot Shechalios B'Shabbos. Tomorrow, does he repeat the Bracha of Shechianu, or does he not? That's the Chiddush of Shachar Shlomo. One could disagree with that as well. But he suggests the following. If, in fact, that what he did was nothing, no Kima Mitzvah at all, so therefore the Shechianu must be repeated. If, however, your argues, Rabbi Kibeger does, that the mitzvah lulav was indeed fulfilled, what is lacking simply is that he violated it, zeirat rabbanon, but the brach of shechianu was indeed, right, already chal. And in such an instance, then maybe one would not repeat the brach of shechianu. On shofar, not as no gay as an afkamina, because it's a machlokas Rishonim, but we assume the halacha that even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that one repeats the bracha of Shechianu. Even though we treat Rosh Hashanah as Yom Arich Dedamya, nonetheless we recite the Shechianu on day one as well as day two. The Chumrah we cover ourselves with new peros because the Chumrah of Marami Rittenberg. But according to those Rishonim that would assume that Shechianu is only recited once on Tekiah Shofar, that would be enough Kamina. If the first time it was recited was Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, or perhaps enough Kamina Halacha L'Maisa, when it comes to Sukkot, when it comes to Dalet Minim, even though there is Sveika Diyoma, we only recite a Shechianu at one time. That's the Chachma Shlomo's Nafkamina. Even that is a Chiddush, because let's assume, for example, a person recites a Brach of Shechianu, and he's not Yotzei. Does he repeat the Brach of Shechianu, or does he not? When it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, if a person will recite a Birchas Mitzvah, he's not Yotzei. So if later on or the next day he performs the mitzvah, he's obligated to repeat the Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Brach of Shechianu, right, that Sugyan Sukkandav Mem Vavim and Alim, the Bracha which is Chal on the Simcha Salei, at the opportunity of fulfillment of a mitzvah, what would happen in such an instance? Is the Brach of Shechianu Chal, or in fact is it not? Mishnah Berurah has two psukim that seem to be sosrim zezah. Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Lamed Tes in Ochel Sukkah, it's the following chiddush in Sifkat Mem Ches. Let's say, for example, a person goes ahead and recites a bracha on Sukkah, recites the bracha of Shechianu as well, and all of a sudden he sees that there was something problem. No, the whole Sukkah was covered. No, he didn't remove the covering from on top of the Sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chiddush of Baruch Haner, the Bikur Yaakov, that Eino Chozer Umavarech Birchas Hazman. An interesting Chiddush. The Birchas HaMitzvah will repeat, but the Brach of Shechianu can be Chal, even though a Chiddush that as of yet he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Interesting Chiddush. After all, perhaps Araya will have to discuss this closer to Sukkot. Those who switch the order of the bracha, the first night and second night, when it comes to the Birchas Hazman, the bracha of Shechianu. So on the first night, what do? You make Kiddush, Leishev Sukkah, and Shechianu. Why is Shechianu last? Very simply, the Shechianu is a twofold Shechianu. it's chal on the Kedusha Sayom, but there's also a Shekhian on the mitzvah of Sukkah. So therefore, Kiddush reflects Kedusha Sayom. Leishev Sukkah Shekhian Ugur. All of a sudden comes the next night. Already the Rush points out the practice of switching the order of the brachos, Kiddush, then Shekhian, then Leishev Sukkah. Why should that be true? No, well, look, it's Sveika de Yoma. The Gemara writes in Erev, in Daf Mem Amud Beis, a Shekhiyanu on Kedusha Sayom can only be recited when there is Kedusha Sayom. I can't recite a Shekhiyanu today because tomorrow is Yantiv. Shekhiyanu on Kedusha Sayom can only be when the Kedusha Sayom has arrived. So if yesterday was fall and today is Yantiv, Sveika de Yoma, so in such a case, I require new Shekhiyanu. But why shouldn't that also be true regarding Sukkah? That no, after all, if today really is the first day of Sukkah's day two, and yesterday was Chol, so don't I have to recite a brach of Shekhiyanu on the mitzvah of Sukkah? And therefore, why is it that we split Kiddush Shekhiyanu and then Leishev Sukkah, as though to indicate that the Birchas Hazman is only Chal on Kedusha Sayom, but not when it comes to Sukkah? We'll have to see why that's true, but isn't that an indicator that the brach of Shekhiyanu can be chal on Sukkah even without the full key mitzvah Sukkah? Today really is Yantiv, and I set the Sukkah yesterday, but yesterday was chol. But nonetheless, the Birchas Hazman was already chal, no? The Rosh writes the Chiddush, that's because there's a concept of Asiyas HaSukkah, and therefore the Shekhiyanu can be made even b'shas Asiyah, no? That's what the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph, the top lines, no? The Gemara says, Ha'osa sukkah la'atzma mabarach le'azman. The brach of Shekhiyanu can be yotze b'shas asiyah. B'shas asiyah. No? Even prior to the moment of kiyum ha-mitzvah of yeshiva. No? So that's a very great chiddush. That's what the Bikur Yaakov writes. It turns out that there was a psul in the sukkah. That's going to affect your birchas ha-mitzvah. But the birchas ha-zman already is chal. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The reason I mentioned that there is a stira, if you look a little bit later in Mishnah Berurah, in Tafrei Shnun Aleph, in Sivkot Nun Vav, Mishnah Berurah writes a very great Kiddush. What happens if a person, when it comes to Dalet Minim, he's no to Lulav and Esrog, and all of a sudden he looks and he sees there's a problem? What happens if he looks and he sees he didn't have any Hadassim? Or, for example, there was a min pasul. Mishnah Berurah is even a greater chiddush. Oh, hafuk. Or he looks and it turns out that one of the minim was put in the lulav upside down. So tzorach lachzor ulavarech, Mishnah Berurah writes not only the birchas hamitzvah, but also the birchas hazman. An interesting chiddush. Why that should be so? After all, we also only recite the bracha of Shekhiyanu once on lulav and esrog. Apparently because we assume that just if there's a concept of Asiyah when it comes to Sukkah, there's a concept of Asiyah when it comes to Dalet Minim as well. We don't repeat the Shekhiyanu on the second day. So shouldn't we argue that just as when it comes to Sukkah, that it's possible to be Yotzei the Birchas Hazman even without the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Maybe that's true even here as well. See, if that's true, one could play down that Nafkim HaMachachim HaShlomo. One, in fact, could argue that in the case of Dalet Minim, even if a person was no to the Dalet Minim on Sukkah Shechaleos B'Shabbos, even if there wasn't a Kiyum HaMitzvah, we discussed the possibility of being Yotzei not the Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Birchas Shekhiyanu, even without the Kiyum HaMitzvah. This Chiddush, Rabbi Kibega writes explicitly, that if one is Tokeh B'Shofen, on Rosh Hashanah Shechaleos B'Shabbos, you're mekayim a mitzvah despite the fact that you violated this iser of Shemi Yavirin Dalaros B'Shus HaRabim. This seems to be clear in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses it in a very different context in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shkogos. Perek Beis of Hilchos Shkogos, the Rambam addresses the concept of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, a person violates an avera where b'meizid there's a chiyuv kares. He violates b'shogeg, he's obligated to bring a korban chatos. What happens if a person violated an avera, one of the averas chamuros, in the process of doing a mitzvah, in the process of doing a mitzvah. This is what the Rambam, the Gemara, terms towe bidvar mitzvah. A person erred, he made a mistake in the course of the performance of a mitzvah. So, the chiddush is that individual is poter min hakarv. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, if Halacha Shkogos, gives us the following example. What happens if haba'al yavimta? So what the person was doing was a great mitzvah, a mitzvah yibum, v'harehi nida, but it turns out that she was a nida. He's mekayim the mitzvah yibum, but there's an iser kares. Or the Rambam gives us another example, the Mishnah in Shabbos. There are two babies, a baby that was born Friday, a baby that was born on Shabbos. And the mom made a pretty bad mistake. He confused the baby, right? And he was doing the bris milah on Shabbos of the baby that was born Erev Shabbos, not day 8, not day 9. And that's a milah shelo bezmana, not toche Shabbos. A malacha darais, you should be chayiv a karban. The Rambam writes, no, those are cases of toa bidvar mitzvah. Therefore, potter min hakarban. The Rambam writes, b'med v'ram amurim, the toa bidvar mitzvah, only ta'a ve'asa mitzvah. Only if good, he made a mistake, but the mitzvah was fulfilled. The mitzvah was fulfilled. And the case of Yibam was terrible. Abal yivimta v'rehi nida. But the mitzvah Yibam was fulfilled. If simultaneously a mitzvah is performed, you're potter min hakarban. In the case of the Tino, it was a mistake. This isn't a milah of Shabbos, this was a Friday milah. But asa mitzvah, but the mitzvah of bris milah is fulfilled. So therefore you're potter min hakarban. Let's assume it would be a case of ta'a v'lo asa mitzvah. Let's assume the baby case was a different one. It wasn't a Friday Shabbos baby, it was a Shabbos Sunday baby. And the mom made a mistake and he did the bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos, on day 7. You're not makayim the mitzvah of bris milah. You know, the Rambam writes, that's called ta'a v'lo asa mitzvah. That individual is chayiv hakarban. The Rambam writes the p'tur of ta'a bidvar mitzvah is only if ta'a v'asa mitzvah, not ta'a v'lo asa mitzvah. That's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Chesif v'chashkan. That's good. The Rambam in Halacha Yud gives another example. A person takes the Dalet Minim on Sukkah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos and Vehiviral Arva Amos B'Shusarabu. And lo and behold, he carried it. Right? He went ahead and he carried his Dalet Minim on Sukkah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes, he's Potter Min HaKarav. Potter Min HaKarav. So that's Mefurish, no? That means that's called ta'a v'asa mitzvah. That's like the Friday Shabbos baby. That's not the Shabbos Sunday baby. That's ta'a v'asa mitzvah. You see, clearly according to the Rambam Shita, that even after the Zera of Shemi Avrenu, there is still a mitzvah deraisa. And therefore this is called ta'a v'asa mitzvah. If it will be the case that the Chamim absolutely uproot the key mitzvah entirely, maybe one would argue this should be called ta'a v'lo asa mitzvah, like the case of Sunday baby, in which case a person should be chayiv hakarban. Poshub shat that Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yud of Halacha Shkogos, that example is an indicator, as Rabbi Kiveger assumes, that the Chachamim did not intend in the Gzer D'Rabba to uproot a key mitzvah d'arais. This sugi is important, not only for that technical issue. What is the Birchas HaMitzvah? What is Brach of Shachiyanucha? What is the Koach HaChachamim? But even in the broadest sense of understanding the significance of the Mitzvah Shofar. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following issue. If you assume as the Yerushalmi, or you assume as the Havamin of the Bavli, the fact that we're not Tokeh B'Shofar, Rosh HaShachalas B'Shabbos is Daraisa, then you understand very well the two psukim, Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Yom Teruah is Rosh Hashanah B'chol. Zichron Teruah, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. There is no Tkiya Shofar. But once you come to the Maskana Sabavli, that's not true, Midaraisa, you're always obligated to sell the Shofar. And the reason we don't do so is a Gzeirid Rabbanon. Rabbi Kveger, you're makayim the mitzvah d'araisa. The mitzvah d'araisa of shofar is ben b'shabbos ben b'chol. So then a simple question, how do you account for Zichron Truah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Truah. In what sense is Rosh Hashanah considered to be Zichron Truah? So Rastavetchik pointed out the following chiddush, that perhaps the answer is this, that Yom Tru and Zichron Tru are not referring to two different times, Chol and Shabbos, but rather two different kiyumin, two different elements of the mitzvah of Shofar. Yom Tru is Maisa HaMitzvah. That's the Maisa HaMitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. And the Rav explained as follows. When it comes to certain mitzvahs, the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah go hand in hand. When it comes to mitzvah of achilas matzah, what is the Maisa HaMitzvah? Achilas matzah. Ba'erev tochlu matzos. What is the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Ba'erev tochlu matzos. The Maisa Achila. The Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah are one. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there are other cases where certainly this is not true. The Torah will prescribe a Maisa HaMitzvah, clearly a Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Maisa HaMitzvah is a necessary tool, a necessary vehicle to attain a Kiyum HaMitzvah, which is not synonymous with Maisa HaMitzvah. Mitzvah of Simcha, the Rav would comment. The Gemara Pesachim and Daf Kuf Testament Aleph. And Yantif, there's a mitzvah of Simcha, v'samachta v'chagecha. The Gemara tells us how one fulfills the mitzvah of Simcha. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, yirodi rishalayim b'sar karbanos, bizman hazeh, ein simcha ela b'yayin, the Gemara tells us. Shar minei smachos. That's maisa hamitzvah. Achilas kodshim. Sudas yantif is part of the kiyum of Simcha. As Rabbi Kveger discusses in the very first Chuvas Rabbi Kveger, simchas yantif. Maisa mitzvah, they're vehicles, they're tools. But the kiyum mitzvah of Simcha, right, is the hargosha saleim, right? The emotive response. The Torah didn't intend that a person should, in a state of despair, in depression, eat the suda, and by doing so you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yantid. These are tools, these are vehicles. The kiyum is a kiyum shebaleim. The Mishnah tells us the same thing in Sanhedrin of Menvachman Beis when it comes to Avelus. Even though no doubt there are Nihugi Avelus, the Mishnah tells us Ein Aninu Sela Belei. The kiyum of Avelus is what the person feels within. Rastavetcha gave many other examples as well. The mitzvah of Tefillah. Chaim discusses now. Milchus Tefillah. Tefillah is a Maisa HaMitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah of tefillah is amida lifnei hashmina. The kiyum mitzvah of kriya shma is kabbalas on al chushamayim. The maisa mitzvah is the kriya saparsha. But it's not enough just to read the words of the kriya shma. That has to result in kabbalas on al chushamayim. The recitation of Shema Yisrael is a tool, it's a vehicle. Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah, right, is that response, that end. The Maisa HaMitzvah is clearly a necessary means. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps in these cases, a very great Kiddush, but in these cases, perhaps Kavana is an inherent part of the Mitzvah. When, for example, the Torah requires a Maisa HaMitzvah, so then I can ask the following question. Mitzvah srichos, mitzvah sein srichos kabbalah. If a person eats matzah, and at that time he lacked the necessary kabbalah, so maybe one could argue that nonetheless, b'diyevet, he's yotzeh. Now that's a machlokes, samurayim, the sugin rosh andav chavches, mitzvah srichos, mitzvah sein srichos kabbalah. When it comes to the other category of mitzvahs, however, where there's a kiyum shebaleim, there the Rav suggests that kavana is absolutely necessary. Maybe even more than just simply kavana l'shem mitzvah, right? The response that the Torah demands. person will daven without kavana. A person will say kriyash without kavana. He'll say the words of the parsha without kabbalas malchus shamayim. Is that similar to eating matzah without kavana? One perhaps could argue absolutely not. Eating matzah without kavana, all the Torah underscores is ma'isa mitzvah. When it comes to those other cases where the Torah says there's a necessary kiyum mitzvah, there, that realization is absolutely necessary. And what about the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar? See, here the Rav suggested the following chiddush. If all the Torah would have said is yom shruah, I would have said that shofar is similar to matzah. Ma'isa ha-mitzvah. The chiddush of zichron shruah is the remembrance of the kol shofar. That means a kiyum shevalev. There's a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, tkiyah shofar, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah is zichron shruah. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing in both contexts. Yom Shruah is Maisa Mitzvah. Zichron Shruah is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. In that sense, it's similar to Tefillah, similar to Kriya Shema. Perhaps even a step further, it's not only similar to Tefillah, but perhaps there is a Kiyum Shebalev in the Mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. That the Mitzvah of Shofar is not just simply a Maisa Tkiya, but that is part of the Tfilah Sayom, the Kiyum Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, how does the Rambam paskin in the issue of mitzvah tzrichos and mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana? As mentioned, it's machlokes amurayim, machlokes rishonim la'alafa. The Mechaber and Simon Samach of his Kriya Shema quotes both deos, but the Mechaber concludes, V'yesha mitzvah srichos kavana v'chein halacha. As Mechaber writes, v'chein halacha, mitzvah srichos kavana, we discussed in earlier shiurim. Whether this is halacha psuka b'toras vadai, or is this l'chumra that mitzvah srichos kavana? Because we're bothered by a steering Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simon Samach writes, mitzvah srichos kavana, but the Mechaber elsewhere, tapei tes, sfiras ha'omer, there the Mechaber assumes l'chumra mitzvahs ein srichos kavana. What do you mean l'chumra mitzvahs ein srichos kavana? That's the Mechaber that you all know, right? Tapeites. And if somebody asks you what day of the Omer it is, don't tell them tonight is the third night of the Omer. Say yesterday was the second. Why? Because perhaps you are Yosei with that statement, even though you didn't intend to be Yosei. What do you mean, even though you didn't intend to be Yosei? The Mechaber writes Machos Kriya Shem mitzvahs srichos kavana. Maybe the answer is that no, it's machlokis in the Gemara, it's machlokis Rishonim. How does the Mechaber paskin? One possibility, that's what the Prima Gadim suggests. The Mechaber paskins l'chumra. L'chumra. What does l'chumra mean? Well, normally l'chumra means you better have kavana. But sometimes mitzvah sein srichos kavana can be a chumra. That's tapei tes. No? Or if you would argue mitzvah srichos kavana, what you did was nothing, and therefore count again with the bracha. But if you argue mitzvah sein srichos kavana, you're a yotzei, and therefore count again without the bracha. Perhaps that's the chiddush. Somewhat difficult because the Mechaber writes, v'chein halacha doesn't sound in Ochos Kriya Shema and Simin Samach as though the Mechaber writes, a sveika didina, and therefore the chumra seems to be a definitive case. But it's an interesting steer in Mechaber, right? And that's again what the Prima Gadim writes, that the Mechaber assumes the chumra mitzvah srichos kavana, but the chumra is one mitzvah sein srichos kavana. How does the Rambam pass on this issue? So this is a known steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, kaful v'ochal matzah yotzah, you eat matzah yotzah. You don't have the necessary kavana, right? It wasn't an ideal kiyum ha-mitzvah, but b'diyevet your yotzah. And here in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Beis Halacha Dalin, the Rambam writes that kavana is critical. How is that possible to resolve that stira? The Magid Mishnah suggests the following difference, that perhaps one has to distinguish between a mitzvah where there is a concrete maisa mitzvah as opposed to a mitzvah that lacks a concrete maisa mitzvah. In what sense? Magid Mishnah reminds us of the following, that the mitzvah is matzah, the mitzvah is achila. What is the mitzvah of shofar? Magid Mishnah writes, not a mitzvah of tekiah, a mitzvah of shmiah. Right? We'll discuss this Rambam. Now the Rambam writes in seven places that the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah of shmias hakol. The Magid Mishnah writes that this is relevant to the issue of mitzvah srichas kavana. If, relatively speaking, the mitzvah is passive, so kavana is necessary. In other words, if a person is actively performing a maisa mitzvah, so one could argue that implicit in that act is the necessary kavana. But if the mitzvah is shmias hakol, it is shmias hakol without kavana to be yotze. So Magid Mishnah writes, you're not yotze at all. That's his teres to the steer in Rambam. This is also found in the tshuvas of Rav Avram ben Oshel Rambam. The Rambam's son says this is pshat, and that's dira. Rosloveitchik suggested a very different possibility. It reflects the essence, the nature of tkiya shofar as opposed to achilas matzah. Achilas matzah is a maisa mitzvah. So one could paskin that with that you're yotzi, even without kavana. Because achilas matzah is the maisa mitzvah as well as the kiyama mitzvah. That's not shul shofar. Yom trilachim is true. And if I only had that pasuk of yom trua, maybe I would have argued that mitzvah saint srichos kavana. But that's the chiddush of that pasuk in Parsha Zemor of zichron shua. Shofar requires that kiyum shavalei, the kiyum mitzvah zichron shua. And in such a case, that certainly requires kavana. That's that element, just like tefillah requires kavana. Or just like one could argue, Kriya Shema requires kavana. So too, Tkiya Shofar requires kavana. Part of the Tfilah Sayom, that kavana is necessary, the Kiyum of Zichron Shema. The relationship between Tkiya Shofar and the Tfilah Sayom is obvious in a comment to the Balamor. The Balamor is found in Daf Yudim Abeis and Daf Beharif, where the Balamor writes, right, the fascinating Chiddush. We touched on Bal Tosif, right? That was the Rishonim's kasha in that sugya, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. If midaraisa, all you have to blow relatively few kolos, why do we have so many? Why do we have what the Gemara calls the tkiyos demiyusha, tkiyos demiyuma? The Gemara answers in Daf Tes Zayin la'arvi v'sasatan. That was Tosif's kasha. Why isn't this Bal Tosif? And Tosif's answer: Asiyas mitzvah pamayim, repetition of the mitzvah is not considered to be baltosa. And therefore the Chacham require that we sound the shofar and we repeat the kolos, tkiyos demiyushav, tkiyos demiyuma. What are the tkiyos demiyushav, what are the tkiyos demiyuma? Rav Rishon Muslim the following. The tkiyos demiyuma are the tkiyos al seder habrachas. Mimiyumad, amida, shmonesrei, standing, malchit, zikronos, and shofars. What are the tkiyos demiyushav? The tkiyas outside of the framework of tefillah, and that refers to the initial kolos after laning before Shmon Esrei. The Balamor writes that that certainly is not the case. The Balamor writes the following chiddush: Midina de Gemara, those kolos didn't exist. Those kolos after laning was a later takana because a certain need arose. The Balamor writes that people would come to davening early Rosh Hashanah morning. Davening is somewhat lengthy. The first time you would sound the shofar would be in Musaf. The result was is that some people who came early weren't well. Elderly individuals, sickly individuals had to leave shul early. They would spend hours in shul. They wouldn't hear the call shofar at all. In order to accommodate that need, not midina de gemara, but later, the Chacham instituted an earlier set of kolos that everybody could be yotze, even if they were unable to be yotze with the tkiyos al seder habrachos. That was a much later takana. That is not what the Gemara refers to as tkiyos demiyushav. The Balamor maintains that tkiyos demiyushav are the tkiyos al seder habrachos. What are the tkiyos demiyumad? Those are the extra kolos that we blow at the end of davening. That's the chiddush of the Balamor. Then the Balamor goes a step further. You know the machlokas Rishonim as far as nusach habracha. What is the birchas hamitzvah on the bracha of shofar? The Rosh discusses this in two places, in Psachim, Aleph Yud, and in Rosh Hashanah, Dalet Yud. Major machlokas Rishonim. our practice is the Nusach HaBracha is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. The Rosh quotes the view of Rabbeinu Tam, the Nusach HaBracha is either Litkoa or Alt Kia Shofar. Why is there such a tumult as to what the Nusach HaBracha is? The Baal HaMor says very simply, because Medina de Gemara, there was no bracha. There were no brachas on the Nusach Tkiya Shofar. Medina de Gemara, the first time that they would sound the shofar was El Seder HaBrachos. And the Malchiyah, Sichronos, and Shofros served as the Birchas HaMitzvah for the Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. That's the Chiddush of the Baal HaMor. When it was necessary to institute an earlier takana of Tkiya Shofar, it was a twofold change. Number one is blowing shofar early. Number two, wait, now you're blowing the shofar outside of the framework, the structure of Shmoneh Esrei. Now it's necessary to have brachos. And then, not Midin de Gemara, the bracha of shofar was instituted. And in Achinami, what was the Nusach? Lishmo, Litkoa. The Rosh in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos quotes the Chiddush of Rav Amram Gaon regarding Birchas Kriya Shma. Similar svara. Why is there no Birchas Mitzvah on Kriya Shma? Rav Amram Gaon maintains, of course there is. Birchos Kriya Shma are Birchos HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriya Shma. It's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim, but nafkamina is. What is the role of Birchos Kriya Shma? Kiyum and Tefillah, Brachos of Kriya Shma, does that play the role of a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shma? Or does it not? Rav Amram writes, of course it does. The role of Birchas Kriya Shma or Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Kriya Shma. Ad Kenei Kach, the Rav Amram assumes, if you were to read Kriya Shma outside of the framework of Tefillah and Birchas Kriya Shma, you're going to have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. So if, for example, a person reciting Kriya Shma early in the morning, Birchas HaMitzvah. A person is repeating Kriya Shma because he davened early, Rav Amram Gaon, Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not that Kriya Shma does not have. Of course, Chazal are misakin Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas Kriya Shma. And whenever it's done outside of the Mizgeres of Tefillah, in Ochinami, it's necessary to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? That's what the Baal HaMor writes about Tkiya Shofar, what Rav Amram Gaon writes about the case of Kriya Shma. Just say Chiddush. But this Chiddush of the Baal HaMor, that the brachos of Malchus, Rechonos, and Shofros, Birchos HaTfilah, are the Birchos HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of Shofar. That Rav Soloveitchik pointed out is Zichron Shruah. If all the Torah required was a Maisa Mitzvah of Yom Shruah, there wouldn't be that inherent link of Tkiya Shofar and Tfilah. That's the Chiddush of Zichron Shruah. In fact, that's what Rashi writes in that pasuk of Zichron and Shofros, Parshas Emor. Rashi writes, Zichronos and Shofros. The tefillos of the shofar. Zichronos and Shofros. Right, it's not incidental that Tkiya Shofar happens to be sounded within the framework of Shmoneh Esrei. Tkiya Shofar, Al Seder HaBrachos. That's the key of Zichron and Shofros. Soloveitchik pointed out that the Gemara Daf Chavav Mabez tells us that it's, a shofar must be kafuf. It has to be curled. It has to be bent. Why the Gemara says Komat the Kayim finish date maleitve? That's the appropriate posture of a person. A person should be bent, and therefore that is the shape of the shofar. Rashi writes one word, Bitfilasa. When a person davens, he should be kafuf. Tefillah is an act of hachna. The person is mishabed himself. He's subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shofar is supposed to, in its shape and form, represent the person who engages in tefillah. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that this is the meaning of the sugi in Rosh Hashanah Chavav HaMad Aleph, where the Gemara mentions that you can't use a shofar shel para. Ein kategor nasa sanegel. That's reminiscent of the cheta egel, so therefore don't use a shofar shofar. Similar, the Gemara writes to a Kohen Gadol, who is not nichnas lifnai v'lifnim with big day zav, ein kategor nasa senega. Ein kategor nasa senega is a very great kiddush. We're used to a concept of mitzvah v'av yaveira. Mitzvah v'av yaveira is halach in chefza. Ein kategor nasa senega is halach in min, no? A min, a type, a species, an element, which is associated with aveira, should not be used as a tool, as a vehicle for mitzvah. Very great kiddush. So the Gemara asks the obvious kasha. Ein kategor nasa senegar, kohen gadol, lifnai v'lifnim, is a very technical halacha. There's no halacha that the kohen gadol doesn't wear big day zav on Yom Kippur. It's only when the kohen gadol is nichnas lifnai v'lifnim. In other words, ein kategor nasa senegar is halacha in kodesh hakodashim. But not when it comes to anything outside. So the Gemara asks the kasha. Now, tkiya shofar. In kategor nasa senegor, but that's comparable to lifnai v'lifnim. So the Gemara answers a very great chiddush that kevan de la zikaron osi ki lifnim da. Kevan de la zikaron, tkiya shofar is comparable to the avodas kohen gadol lifnai v'lifnim. What exactly does that mean? Very unclear. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the kim of tefillah. The Gemara writes in brachos naflamid the tefillos are always kineged beis kodesh hakodashim. Person always has to daven. Chaven libo kineged mikdash kodesh hakadoshim. We stand kineged the base kodesh hakadoshim. That means that tkiya shofar, which is part of the kiyum of tefillah sayom, is kilifnim dami, and therefore it has that halacha of ein kategor nasa senegor. And the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true? Because kevan de lezikaron asi. Lezikaron is Zichron Shrua, Zikaron. The mitzvah is not merely one of a ma'aseh tkiya, but much more than that. An element of Zichron Shrua. I mentioned the Chiddush that the Ritva quotes in the name of the Bali Atosis regarding mitzvah b'avi avera. A major issue the Rishonim discuss. The psula mitzvah b'avera, daraisa, drabanan, which averos, which mitzvos. One of the difficulties that troubles the Rishon, that caused them somehow to limit the psula mitzvah of avera, is that suki and sukkah and dates, where the Gemara tells us you cannot use a stolen sukkah. Why not? What's wrong with the sukkah gzula? Apostle. Chaga sukkos tasa l'cha, l'cha l'hotzi esa gzula. That's the kasha that troubles the Rishon. Why is a pasuk necessary? What's wrong with mitzvah b'avi avera? We should have many different answers to this. The Ritva quotes the name of the Bali Atosis, a fascinating chiddush, that mitzvah b'avi avera does not apply to all mitzvahs. It only applies to mitzvahs which are bo'in l'ratzos, a mitzvah sheyesh bo ritzui. That's the chiddush that the Ritva quotes the name of the Bali Atosis. Where in Shas do you find mitzvah b'avi avera? A person steals a karba. Or the sugi and sukkah chavtesan of Eiz Laman Amad Aleph, a lulav hagozel. For maisa mitzvah, there isn't necessarily a psula mitzvah b'av yaveira. But if the purpose of the mitzvah is l'ratzon lifnei Hashem, it's a kiyum avoda, that is the psula mitzvah b'av yaveira. That's what Tosus writes, interesting chiddush. We'll have to discuss this before sukkah. You see an important chiddush according to Tosus, that the mitzvah of dalet minim, it's not just simply a mitzvah's netila, but apparently much more than that. Right? It's comparable to avodas hakarbanos. That's bol ratzon lifnei Hashem. That shouldn't be so surprising, right? Unlike matzah, we incorporate the dalet minim into our tefillah, hallel and hoshanos and nanuim. Right? That's the chiddush that Tosfos writes. And what about shofar? Is there a psul of a shofar hagozel? So the Rambam tells us, you know, from the Yerushalmi, right, that you're yotzei with the shofar hagozel. But the Rambam writes for a very different reason. For a gal of the shofar, the Rambam writes, not because in principle mitzvah of avera has no place. The Rambam writes a very different reason. Mitzvah of avera means that the avera has to relate to the cheftishal mitzvah. The chetzis shel mitzvah, the Rambam writes, is the kol. After all, the Rambam writes the mitzvah shmiyah. Shmiyah sakol. The chetzis shel mitzvah is the kol shofar. And the Rambam writes that ein bekol din gezem. It's a quote from the Yerushalmi, Levagos. Ein bekol din gezem. It's interesting, Chiddush, that Yerushalmi was willing to assume that there's a psul of mitzvah above everyone when it comes to shofar. If not for the reason of Ein B'kol Din Gezel, or the Yerushalmi has a second day, and the Rabbi quotes this, on that Rambam, Yom Tshu Yelechem Mikom Makom, Yom Tshu Yelechem. Even though the Baal Yatosis assume mitzvah above everyone only applies to those mitzvahs which are l'ratzon lifnei Hashem, boim l'ratzos, in principle, it should apply to Tkiyah Shofar. If not for that other reason, to allow a Shofar HaGazel. Rav Soloveitchik said that this is the resolution to the following difficulty. The Gemara on the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, discusses the following. Shtei Ayaros, you have two cities, and you have to choose which city to be for Rosh Hashanah. V'achas Tokin, v'achas Mevorchin. One city has a shofar, the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. But they don't have a machzer. You're not going to have malchus, sirchanos, and shofros. The other, malchus, sirchanos, and shofros, but no shofar. So the Gemara says that go to the city where they have a tkiyah shofar. Tkiyah shofar will take precedence. Achas Tokin, achas Mevorchin. The Gemara says, is that obvious? Tkiyah shofar is daraisa. And bachas mevarchim, malchus yisrael and shofar is the din d'rabbanan. The Gemara says even a further chiddush, the Gemara answers. Vada yin safek, a great chiddush. In city A, they definitely have the machzer. Definite malchus yisrael and shofar. City B, there's a chance that they'll have a shofar. It is worth being in that second city. The suffik daraisa outweighs the vadai derabanan. Interesting chiddush. So the Rabbah is bothered by a simple issue. Is it so obvious that malchus sirchanos and shofros is a din derabanan? That the Gemara should say, what do you mean? Tkiyah is daraisa? And the brachos are only derabanan? Is that really true? The Rabbah studied that Rashi in Parshas Emor. Zichron trua. What does zichron trua mean? Zichrono, shofros, tefillah. Is it so clear that malchus, zichronos, and shofros only din d'rabbanan? That the Gemara says, obviously, shofar take precedence over the kiyum tefillah of malchus, zichronos, and shofros. The Rav answered the following chiddush. Malchus, zichronos, and shofros is a din d'araisa, kiyum d'araisa. That's pshat, the pasuk Rashi says, of zichron shrua. But b'med dvarim amurim, only when it's accompanied by the kol shofar. Tekiyah shofar al seder habrachos is yom tshu and zichron tshu. And zichron tshu is zichronos v'shofros. But that city that lacks the shofar, even the kiyum tefillah then of zichronos and shofros is only derabanan. That's what the Gemara tells us. These are the two different elements of the mitzvah of shofar. Yom Shua, Zichron Shua. The Maisa mitzvah is Tkiyah. The Kiyum mitzvah is a very different one. In fact, one could argue the following. The Rambam writes Shmir. Rabbi Yotam, Tkiyah. Is it a fundamental machlokis, the Rambam and Rabbi Yotam, as to what the nature of the mitzvah Tkiyah shofar is? Whether it's a mitzvah Shmir, mitzvah Tkiyah. Maybe one could argue that's not true. Maybe one could suggest as follows. The Maisa HaMitzvah certainly is one of Tkiyah. It's the Maisa HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Zichron Shrua. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is one of the Shmiyah Sakol. The Kiyum HaMitzvah. Yom Shrua Maisa HaMitzvah. Zichron Shrua Kiyum HaMitzvah. Zichron Shrua is the Shmiyah Sakol. And perhaps the machlokis, the Rambam, in Tosus, in terms of bracha, is a machlokis not in Hilchos Shofar, but machlokis in Hilchos Brachos. What is the proper nusach habracha? Should the bracha reflect maisa mitzvah? Should the bracha reflect kiyum hamitzvah? We discussed in the past. A bracha is nikvan maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah. A bracha is not nikva on kiyum hamitzvah alone. Maisa mitzvah is necessary. You can take a look at Reb Chaim, in the very beginning of Reb Chaim al Hashas. Shivas Rabbi Kiveger, Semeches. Rabbi Kiveger writes an unbelievable chiddush. Let's assume it comes to mezuzah. Mezuzah. You erect the mezuzah. Maisa ha-mitzvah. Having a mezuzah on your door, you're mekayim the mezuzah. No? The maisa ha-mitzvah is kviyas ha-mezuzah. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is having a mezuzah. Pesach Pesach. What is the bracha on mezuzah? Maisa ha-mitzvah, kiyum ha-mitzvah. Right. There is a Magen Avraham. Right. We discussed this at the end of last year at length now. Simen Yotes. Magen Avraham writes unbelievable chiddush. If you haven't seen this Magen Avraham, you haven't heard of this, because we do not assume this halacha whatsoever. Let's assume, for example, a person purchases a home and the mezuzah is already there. So the Magen Avraham writes, of course, you have to make a bracha. What's the bracha? Lov derabbayi sheish b'mezuzah. That's the Magen Avraham's bracha. You're mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah that requires a bracha. That Rabbi Kiveger suggests in Simen Ches, unbelievable chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person has a mezuzah in his home, and he leaves his home for a window of time. Goes away on a trip, comes back to his home. So Rabbi Kiveger suggests you have to make a new bracha. When you weren't there, you weren't utilizing the home. It was the chiyuv mezuzah. Now that you come back, you're mekayim the mitzvah's mezuzah, and therefore you have to make a new bracha. That's like that Magen Avraham, a bracha on kiyum hamitzvah. The Magen Avraham, that Shivas Rabbi can take the Simeches, he signs his name. After the Chsimas Yado, he writes, he saw now the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef writes that no, that bracha is maisa mitzvah, bracha is not kiyum hamitzvah. On a kiyum hamitzvah without maisa mitzvah, there's no bracha whatsoever. And therefore, the bracha is nikva on the kviyas hamezuzah. You put up a mezuzah in my home. Who fulfills the mitzvah? Me. It's my home. Who does the maisa mitzvah? You. You make the bracha. You are making the bracha on my kiyum hamitzvah because you are performing the mitzvah. A bracha is nikvan maisa mitzvah, not on kiyum hamitzvah. Magen Avraham has this chiddush of a bracha on a kiyum hamitzvah. An interesting chiddush. The Magen Avraham Menachas Pesach and Taf Lamed Beis is bothered by, how is it possible for someone else to make a bracha if he is doing bidik in my home? It's not his mitzvah. He's doing me a favor. But it's not his mitzvah. He has no chovas bidika. Yeah, that's the Magen Avraham L'shita saying. Poshe Pshat, the answer is maisa mitzvah, not kima mitzvah. Let's say a woman didn't bench lift. Right, and it's ben hashmashos now. So the Mechaber writes, if it's ben hashmashos, so therefore the ner can be lit by a guy, right? Amir l'nachri, ben hashmashos, l'tzorach mitzvah. No? See what the Magen Avraham writes? And she makes the bracha. She doesn't do anything. We don't assume that way the halacha as well. No? Maisa ha-mitzvah. Bracha requires a maisa ha-mitzvah. And a kiyum ha-mitzvah alone, you do not recite. Right? Say bracha. But now one can raise a related issue, but not exactly the same. But when you have a maisa mitzvah, and the bracha is chal on the maisa mitzvah, is it so obvious that the nusach habracha must be on maisa mitzvah? Or can the nusach habracha incorporate the kiyum hamitzvah as well? Maybe that's the machlokas, the Rambam and Rabbi Natan. Maybe they're not arguing fundamentally about the nature of the mitzvah of shofar, the maisa mitzvah tkiya, the kiyum mitzvah shmiya. Because we'll have to go through in the coming shiurim, it's clear that both elements are true. When the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Shmiya, it's not just Shmiya Sakol. The Tekiah certainly plays a role. That means, according to the Rambam, the Tekiah is a Hechsher mitzvah. Tekiah Shofar is a Hechsher mitzvah. And Shmiya is the mitzvah. Shmiya is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. But the Tekiah is the Maisa mitzvah. For example, the Rambam writes explicitly, it requires Shomei Kohanet in Tkiya Shofar. When you sound the shofar, Naim Yotze, you require Kavanas HaShomea, but the Rambam writes also Kavanas HaMashmiya, yes, we have to be Motsimi. Because the Tkiya is considered to be the Maisa HaMitzvah. That requires Shomei Kohanet. It's not that I don't need you, I'm being Yotze the Mitzvah myself because I am hearing the Kol Shofar. The Tkiya is considered to be part of a Maisa Mitzvah, and you must be Motsimi in that act. That's the Rambam writes clearly. Ad shis kavna shomea umashmiya. Ram perek bey is a dofa shofar. Maybe that's the issue of the Rambam and Rabbi Natan, in terms of nusach habracha, but both kiyum or teru. Perhaps that reflects the two different sukkim of Yom Teruah, even in Zichron Teruah. Even al pi machshava, one could argue as follows. When we sound the shofar, for whom are we blowing the shofar? Do we blow the shofar kaviyachol for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is the tkiya shofar for ourselves? You know what the answer is? Both are true. Both are true. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands tiku lefanai. You're obligated to be tokei b'shofar. Why is that true? Kidei she'azkor akedas Yitzhak ben Avram. Hashem says, in order that I should remember Akedas Yitzhak, Uman Aleichem Kilo Akatem Es Atzmachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will view it as though that you were willing to be Moser Nefesh, to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem. Why is it that we sound the shofar? The Gemara is explicit. It's a Gemara. No? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tiku Lefanai. You have to sound the shofar in order to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochol. And as you know, as the Rambam writes, that's exclusively why we blow the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing Kadosh Baruch Hu a favor by sounding the shofar. The Rambam writes that no, that Remez Yeshbo Aguri Yeshene Mishen Aschem. We're blowing the shofar for ourselves. The shofar is supposed to serve as a tool, as a reminder of what we must do. Shofar has a twofold response, right? It's a call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also it's a call to ourselves. Uri Yishen Yemishen Aschem. Akitzu Nirdam Mirtanem Aschem. Perhaps these two elements of Shofar reflect that of Tkiya and that of Shmiya, of Yom Shuan Zichron Shuan. The Tkiya is what the Gemara tells us, Tiku Lefanai. However, what the Rambam emphasizes based on the Gemara, Ur Yesheni Mishen Aschem, that's Tkiya. That requires the Shmiya Sakol. That requires the Zichron Teruah. We're not simply sounding the shofar for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing so to serve as a reminder. That requires Kavana. That's part of the Avodah Shebelev. That requires the Kim Shebelev of Zichron Teruah. That's not like the mitzvah Achilas Matzah, where simply with a Maisa Mitzvah, one B'diyevit is Yotzei. But here that level of Kavana plays a crucially important role. So tomorrow she will talk about perhaps various aspects of Tkiya Shmiya, and then we'll talk about the Sugya, right, the Rosh Hashanah and the Daf Lamed Gimel, right, the Seder HaTkiyos, exactly how to sound the shofar. You can take a look at that very long Tosfos, the Machlokas Rishonim, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, how appropriate a shofar should be blown. What is a tkiya? What is a shvaram? What is a teruah? Right, Rashi Shita, the Rivaz Shita, right, Nishimacha, Shte Nishimos, right, and we'll try to work through, right, that sugya of tkiya shofar.